WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving into something super important, finding that inner worth that doesn't hinge on those fleeting likes and comments. Ever scroll through your feed and feel a little deflated? You know that feeling when you see someone else racking up hundreds of likes on their perfectly curated post, and suddenly your own life feels less exciting? We've all been there. It's like we're constantly measuring ourselves against these online personas, chasing validation from strangers instead of finding it within ourselves. But here's the truth. True self-worth comes from a place far deeper than digital applause. It's about recognizing your inherent value as a human being, regardless of how many hearts or thumbs up you receive. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us break free from this social media validation trap and cultivate genuine self-worth. First, stop comparing yourself to others. It's like comparing apples and oranges, folks. Everyone has their own unique journey, strengths, and challenges. What works for one person might not work for another. Remember, those curated feeds often only show a highlight reel of someone's life. They don't always reflect the full picture, the struggles, the doubts, the everyday messiness that we all experience. Next up, cultivate your passions and pursue your interests. When you pour your energy into things that truly ignite your soul, you naturally radiate self-confidence and fulfillment. Whether it's painting, playing music, hiking in nature, or writing a blog, find those activities that make you come alive and prioritize them. Thirdly, practice gratitude for the good things in your life. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to the abundance we already possess can work wonders for our self-esteem. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of self-doubt. Remember that these are part of the human experience and don't define your worth as a person. And lastly, remember that true connection goes beyond likes and comments. Spend quality time with people who genuinely care about you, who support your dreams, and who make you feel seen and heard. These real-life relationships are where we find the most meaningful validation and build lasting connections. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart into creating a beautiful piece of artwork. She nervously posted it online, hoping for some positive feedback. But instead of receiving the warm reception she craved, the comments were filled with criticism and negativity. Sarah felt deflated, questioning her abilities and doubting herself. This is a common scenario in our social media-driven world, where external validation often overshadows our inner voice. But what if Sarah had remembered these key takeaways? She could have chosen to focus on the joy she derived from creating art, the satisfaction of expressing herself through her work, and the connections she made with other artists who appreciated her talent. She could have cultivated a community of support beyond the superficial realm of likes and comments. And most importantly, she could have reminded herself that her worth as an artist wasn't defined by online opinions but by the passion and dedication she poured into her craft. So, my friends, let's break free from this digital validation trap and cultivate a sense of self-worth that comes from within. Remember, you are worthy, valuable, and capable, regardless of how many likes you get. Let me know your thoughts. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message and join the conversation on our social media channels. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.